to this week's Anglers Channel Insider Podcast, brought to you by Ranger Boats, still building legends one at a time. Now, here are your hosts, Chris Brown and Jason Duran.
Welcome, folks, to this episode of the Anglers Channel Insider Podcast, brought to you by Ranger Boats, powered by Mercury Marine. I am Chris Brown, along with my buddy, Mr. Jason Duran. And before we get started, we got to thank you guys for tuning in, hanging out, and checking out this week's podcast. The response to Tuesday's podcast was overwhelming. We appreciate you guys downloading that, listening to that. Won't be the last we've hear of Eric Oliverson, I believe. I think he's he's going to be around for a while, and excited to talk to him more down the road. It is Thursday, May the 16th, and we are trucking right along with this episode of the Costa Countdown to Blast Off. And Bud, how's your week been so far?
Man, I don't know what day it is. After we did four podcasts, was it four podcasts last week?
It was.
Lost my voice at the end of the week, and then it's just been a crazy week trying to recover from all that, I think.
Sure.
I think I had maybe a podcast hangover, I guess.
And a tournament to boot. So you were a busy man last week. So
I'm just glad we're back finally behind these microphones again. So
yeah, me too. Excited. Me too. It's been a good week. Spent a little time in the boat on Tuesday morning after the pod, and got a lot of stuff squared away, a lot of things fixed. That was a good deal. Kind of everything in a place, you know, where it needs to be. And
did you catch a fish?
I did. I caught one or two. Current was ripping on Wheeler, but got out there and played around for a few minutes. And my phone rings about, 11:30. And I told myself I need to be off the water by noon anyway. Phone rings, and it was the Vivint alarm guy. And he's like, "Hey, Mr. Brown, I'll be at your house in 30 minutes. I had forgot I had called him to come update our system. So I said, "I tell you what, make it 45. And he's like, "Okay, are you all right?" I said, "I am. I'm on the river, and I'm headed home." And he said, "All right." So I had to fire up and head back. And easy to do running downstream that big old Mercury. And
like, he's the one guy that could break into your house if you needed him to, though. I mean, he could have got it fixed either way. So
he could, but he rang the doorbell and my dog started barking. Of course, she's in the kennel. He doesn't know that, but you know, she's all barking, no bite, but she sounds like she's going to take your face off, you know, the process. But, that was good. Got home and he's like, he beat me here. And then he's like, so I pulled in and backed the boat in the driveway and he's like, Did I get you off the water? Nah, I just pulled around for no odd reason. Yes, you got me off the water. What are you thinking, you know? So I was like, it's no big deal. I told myself that I was going to be off the water by 11:30 anyway, and sure enough, I was. So
worked out.
Big night tonight. We've got to welcome in a new sponsor. Very excited to welcome in Optima Batteries. Optima has come on board for the rest of the year on the pod and on the website. So very excited to welcome in Optima. Some good folks. I've ran their products for years. And, really excited to get them on board. So if you're looking for batteries for a new boat, or if you're looking for batteries for an old boat, make sure you check out OptimaBatteries.com. They've got everything for your car, truck, and boat needs. Of course, Gemini Sports Marketing, we got to thank them as well. Big sponsor of ours and big player in making sure you guys look good and represent your sponsors well on stage. So make sure you give my buddy Brad a call at g2gemini.com. Fun show for you tonight. Our buddy Luke Duncan, FLW Tour Pro, Mr. Low Budget Live, Mr. Traveling Circus, I mean, TH Marine.
Everything.
I mean, he's everywhere and everything. So got him nailed down, so excited to get him on the show tonight. Some recent and breaking news, MLF has finally announced the Lake Winnebago event. It's about time.
Did they just share your Facebook post to do that, or how did that go?
They probably should have. I don't know, but I think ours got more exposure than theirs did. And they finally posted college results the other day. So
hey,
how about that? We just got to give them a little, you know,
yay, congratulations. Good job, guys.
Only a week and a half late. Way to go, boys. So that's going on. You know, we're going to get this here in a little bit, but the MLF Stage 6, right? Stage 6?
Yeah.
Starts this week.
Yeah.
Stage 6 starts this week. And, well, tomorrow, actually. And any idea why it's Friday through Tuesday versus, or Wednesday versus Tuesday through next month?
Trying to get maybe the weekend crowd a little more. I don't know.
To finish up on they're going to finish up on a Wednesday?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Just trying it different. Chris, you got them as figured out as I do, okay?
Well, I'm just curious. You don't think this is trying to keep their anglers out of the Bass Open on Chickamauga next week, do you?
You know, well, I mean, I wasn't going to state the obvious, but, I mean, you just said it, okay?
Well, just curious. I mean, I just happened to look at my calendar today, and I went, wow.
Well, it all lines up. Just make it line up.
How about that? They finish up right about the time the Open starts. So,
yep.
Huh.
I was trying to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Well, they couldn't put it on top of the Bass Open because that's Memorial Day, and the whole point of this deal was to make sure we don't fish on holidays. So,
yep.
You couldn't.
They stayed away from Mother's Day. So, this is the one week they could get it in.
For them, I guess so. Florida angler catches a 15-pound giant last weekend. Brian Hammett caught the second biggest bass in the history of the Florida Trophy Catch Program. Somebody on a Facebook page went photoshopped. It ain't photoshopped.
Nope.
His fish weighed 15, 13, 29 inches long, 22 inches around. You can learn more about this fish at the Florida Catch or TrophyCatchFlorida.com. They've got a bunch of recent submissions up there, everything from 8 and 9 pounders, which look like dinks next to this 15. How big is this fish his son's holding? If that's a 15,
it was huge too.
That kid's got to be holding about a 7 or an 8, don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, daggum. That's impressive there. Very impressive. Yesterday shared a video from on our Facebook page, the anglerschannel.com Facebook page. Let me see if I can't go back and find it. From the Texas,
I saw it.
Wildlife or it's the Guadalupe River, deal. The second the dam failed on Lake Dunlap. And I saw this from a few of our anglers, but where I really saw it, where it hurt was, you know, I'm a ski boat guy, so I've got one of them older ski boats. And dude on one of our groups had bought a brand new Taiga ski boat, and it's hanging in the lift and can't go nowhere. I mean, it's stuck there. It ain't going anywhere. Because ain't no water no more. I mean, this thing failed and drained the lake. And
currently, I know you did, but I don't know how close you paid attention. You know, you got the spillway. For listeners that haven't seen it, obviously go check it out. But there's three spillways right there, and the middle one just like somebody unfolded it.
Yes.
But do you see how fast that water came off the other two spillways?
Yes.
I mean, it immediately started running, stopped running over.
It stopped.
I was like, that is a, man, it's crazy.
That's a big hole in the middle
it's
right
a
there.
Big hole.
What that is. Yeah, because it immediately stopped on both sides. I'm watching it again. So courtesy of GBRA.
I just had to click it again.
Yeah, courtesy of GBRA of Texas. This was when the dam failed on Tuesday morning and on Lake Dunlap. So for you guys on Lake Dunlap, we feel for you. That's incredible there. High school coach caught cheating. Have you seen this?
I haven't. I saw you put it in the notes, but I want to hear about it. Tell me.
So Ryan Lovelace, a school teacher of all people in Gainesville, Texas, in the independent school district, was charged with quote-unquote freshwater fish tournament fraud by Texas Parks and Wildlife after serving as a boat captain for the Gainesville High School bass fishing team. He turned himself in to the over the weekend and paid $1,000 to bond out. Charges stem from an event on Lake Texoma last fall, after which officials became suspicious about his high school team's catch after phone calls and witness interviews. They said they determined that there may have been a violation. Of course, we know you can't, coaches can't fish in this deal. They can help, they can talk, they can, you know, do different things. They can't fish. Apparently, old boy got tired of watching them not catching fish and try to get up there and fish. But
here's how we do it, boys.
Nimrod faces up to a year in jail and fines of over $4,000. Not a lot of detail yet, but as of Wednesday, he was still employed by the Gainesville or by the Texas Independent School District. So I'm thinking that might be short-lived come in the end of the school year.
Man.
But what do I know? So, and then somehow this popped back up. Somebody shared on my Facebook wall the other day, time to ban bass boats from public waterways. I think we've talked about this before. This Jack Wad, Larry Rotman talks about how all the bass boats with the big 350 horsepower bass boats traveling at nearly 100 miles an hour, totally ignoring you as they scream right past your spot, rending the air with horrific noise, throwing up huge, dangerous wakes, which angered the swimming adults and frightened the wading children. Nearly swamped nearby kayakers and canoeists, carelessly rocked the wading anglers and left behind them thoughtlessly polluted air and water and quiet. And God help you if the lake or river you were at was hosting even more tournaments on that same day.
Yeah, I remember that article.
Larry, if you have resurfaced this, you need to unresurface this and unresurface yourself. Because I don't think people that write these stories realize the amount. I mean, this is what I think about the story. I'm just going to go ahead and tear it up. Right? He gone. But, I mean, I don't think people realize the amount of money that boat license or, boat registrations and all of the, the fishing license and everything that comes in. A lot of the boat ramps you have available to you, Mr. Casual angler, canoeist, Larry Rotman, whoever you are, is because of, license sales in your state. I mean, it ain't a real hard thing to figure out. So anyway, what do I know? But if you see that on our Facebook page or on a Facebook page, just give it a good laugh. And if anybody knows Larry Rotman, tell them we said
hi, Larry.
Yeah, see ya. So I tell you what, let's dial up our guest here real quick and see if we can't get him on the phone and find out a little more about Luke Duncan and the traveling circus here.
What's up, CB?
Hey, buddy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I got my partner crime, Mr. Jason Duran, over here on the line as well. So
awesome. Hello, Jason.
What up? You good, bro?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
We are
pretty good, dude.
We are doing well. We have hit the record button, and dude, tell me about the whole Luke Duncan traveling circus, the whole entourage you got going on this year.
Well, it's been an adventure to say the least. We've made the decision. Really, last summer started kicking this idea around, me and Darian Craig, a good friend of mine, and talking about doing this, and everybody is really up in their social media game, and you guys know that's as big a part of this as anything.
Absolutely.
Anymore. And I've been doing videos for a long time, and not necessarily like the YouTube stuff, but I've always done a lot of videos and try to bring humor into it, different things, but then throw some GoPro footage up, that type of stuff, on my social media channels. Well, everybody's doing that now, so everything kind of looks the same to me. And Brandon Polnick really stepped out by doing this a couple years ago, and you know, and I told him, you know, imitation is the finest form of flattery. So
absolutely.
I decided to do something along those lines. But of course, Brandon had the perfect storm. He had his best year ever the first year he did it, you know, wins AOI, and it's awesome. And my year has been quite different. I've had a terrible year, you know, which I'm not following and never will be, but I've had this just crazy year, and that's what, you know, when I pitched FLW on the idea, because they've been sharing it, kind enough to share it and post it on their channels too, you know, I wanted to show everything, and I feel like we have. It's really represented what it's like out there, because not everybody's Brandon Polinick, not everybody's you know, cashing checks every tournament. That's a reality for a lot of guys, and even the best guys out there don't cash one every tournament, you know. You can look at a Brian Thrift this year, finishes 120th. You know what I mean? It's just, it's a crazy, he has one bad turn. I mean, that was like one out of 10 years, but he, so it is a roller coaster, and it's like that for weekend anglers, and it's like that if you're just fishing for fun, but for, certainly for tournament anglers. So that was kind of the idea behind it, and it's been a lot of dang work. I won't lie, it's a lot. You know, it took me a couple tournaments to kind of figure out, okay, this is what we're doing, and this is how we're doing it, and but now we've got it down. Austin Boyd that's shooting it is just I'm so proud of what we've put out. It's been awesome, man. He kills it, and he and I have gotten to be as close as family. You know, I've spent more time with him than I have my family this year.
And
so he's all in. You know, when he texts my wife from the water about, you know, he sends her updates, hey, he's got this, but he'll always say we. He'll say, we got four, we got
we
five.
Got this.
And he doesn't fish at all, you know. He never really has been around bass fishing that much. He comes from the hunting world, and it always just tickles my wife to death. She's like, you know, he always says we, and he'll, you know, there are days I haven't had a marshal this year, and he'll be in the boat with me.
Right. That's
Bill
Taylor
lets him go with me, and that's awesome. And man, he's fist bumping and high five. I mean, he's so pumped when I, you know, because he sees what you, he rides with me all 3 days of practice, so he knows what you put into it and what, you know, and how the brakes go and everything. So it's been really cool, and I think that helps the video for sure.
Well, yeah, it's definitely authentic, and you guys are doing a great job with it. What's it like to try to coordinate all that stuff week in and week out on these tournaments?
It definitely adds a level of insanity to it a little bit, trying to get tournaments are crazy anyways, but trying to line up, this is something I reached out. Brandon Polinick was huge when I first started planning on doing this, and Brandon and I, I'm fortunate that we're good friends, and he really talked me through a lot of it. He's like, look, man, lining up camera boats and doing interviews and all that, he's like, it's gonna drive you batty some days. He said, just go ahead and know it's a lot more work than people think. And he actually called me about three tournaments in. He's like, so you ready to pull the chair out? But it, you know, that part of it has been kind of crazy. But like, my dad got to come to two events this year. Right. He wanted to come to sunny Florida in February while it was cold in Tennessee. He came down and actually drove a camera boat, drove Austin around on Toho, and I got to fish in front of my dad for 2 days on the FLW, wow, which was cool. And
that's
then
awesome.
He came to Seminole as well, so and I did good there, and it was cool having him there. And Chick, I know a lot of people over that way, and had a young man I've known for a while through Wesley Strader that came and drove the camera boat. And when I made the cut there, my brother actually went out in the camera boat with him, so my brother was there on day three. So it's been a lot of fun, man. It's I don't know about Champlain, we don't have anybody lined up there to do it yet, but Austin and I, we have an ebb and flow that we go with. He knows, for all the joking that I do, he knows when not to ask for an interview.
Oh, good job.
he always says, he goes, you know, during tournament days, I know when you get quiet that your wheels are turning, and I just need to shut up.
Yeah.
Because when things are going well, I'm laughing and cutting up with Marshall. But I mean, it, you know, if it starts kind of going off the rails a little bit, or they're not biting like I thought they would in an area or whatever, I'll lock up a little bit more than what people are used to.
Sure.
Yeah.
So sure.
I know. And that's just, because I take it serious. I like to have fun, but it's obviously very serious.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I listened to Low Budget Live last week, or Low Budget Live, Not So Live, I guess, last week.
Yeah.
Last Friday. And listened to your breakdown on Chick, and kind of give our listeners a little breakdown, if you don't mind, on your finish there 2 weeks ago, I guess.
Yeah, it was growing up on the Tennessee River, I always looked forward to having events there, and I've had five Tennessee River tournaments since I've been on tour, and three of them have gone well. Two of them I don't even want to talk about. kind of bit me a little bit, but honestly, I don't fish Chick a ton, and I fished it over the years a good many times, but I haven't been over there in a couple of years, and really that early May time frame is kind of weird on the river. A lot of transition stuff going on, and I spent the first 2 days trying to hit a home run out deep and just graphing. And what I found were small fish, and then I'd go shallow and I could catch some, but it was like you were following a million guys in and out of pockets, and I never could get comfortable. And I had a really weird first couple days of practice, and the last day I ended up way up the river and found a little deal up there that, I still wasn't very excited about. I got several bites, but I actually ended up going to Watts Bar for part of that practice day. And I was like, well, I was talking to Brad Knight, so I fully blame BK. He's like, well,
sure, boy, he'll get you in trouble.
To Watts Bar.
Yeah.
So I ended up late the last practice day, I came back to Chick, and I found a spot that, and I had seen it on Google Earth, and I've been meaning to check it. It was actually an underwater spring, and you can see those things on Google Earth sometimes, and Tennessee River's full of them, and I fish a lot of them on Wheeler and Wilson and Pickwick and Gunnersville, and there's one I'd never fished for. I've seen it, and late that last afternoon, I went in there, and I idled the thing, and it's on a flat, 1 feet of water all the way around it, and it drops to 16, and it's about two boat widths wide, and you'd never know it was there. It's in the middle of a grass flat, and if you're not, looking for it, and sure. Stood up on the trolling motor and caught a 3-pounder first cast on it, but I never had another bite. And so I kind of thought, okay, maybe a place to get a bite or two, whatever. And when the tournament started, I ran up the river, caught a small limit. I ended up coming back down that first day and stopping on that spring, and I caught like 20 when I got to it. And I didn't idle through it, pulled up, power pulled down, started casting at it, and it was insane what I caught. Ended up leaving it, catching one more off the bed, but still didn't know how good it was. Started on it on the morning of day two and figured out one cast on it that was bananas, and ended up catching like over 50.
Wow.
It was just this circus, it's coming out Monday. It's going to be so much fun. I can't wait for everybody to see it. But and not a lot of big ones, 2.5 pounders, 3 pounders, and a lot of balance beaming. But I caught like 1 5-pounder off of it. And they just hadn't quite got there yet, but it ended up leaving it the second day and catching another good one off the bed and making the cut. And then the third day, I made a little run at the top 10, but I went from 47th the first day to 29th, and then wound up 16th, but caught 17 pounds off of it really quick the last morning.
Wow.
And just never could upgrade. But I had a 6-pounder that day, and something's going on. It's the first cut I've made in a while, and it's cool. They called my marshal at like 9 o'clock, and they said, "Hey, we need Luke's coordinates. We're bringing the camera boat." And I'm like, "What the heck's going?" I'm like, "I'm 29. Like, what's going on?"
Right.
Well, then when I get out the water, I got to go back and watch live. Well, heck, they had me in third place till like 1 o'clock.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
And so they were. I mean, my wife was freaking out. They're like, "Man, he's," and I thought. It was storming real bad, and I'm like, man, those guys down the lake must be struggling, because I knew I didn't have but like 17, and I thought I needed at least 20. It turns out I needed, 20 to make the top 10. It was one of those deals where this year has been, I got one check up to that point. I missed a check at Grand by 6 ounces. Missed winning Big Bass at Grand by 2 ounces. And, it's just kind of, and then I've had three just triple digit finishes, not, one bomb and the other one's been like right at 100th, which kill you. And, it's just been that kind of year where I feel like I've made the right decisions, but I've had weird stuff happen and mechanical stuff. Just had, you know, like some trolling motor issues, some weird stuff this year. Not making excuses, but it's just been odd, you know. Sure. And Chick was like the first time that every decision I made was the right one, and I got in a groove, and you know, I love offshore fishing on the Tennessee River, and when I find a spot where I can call my shot, one cast, I mean, that's just how I grew up fishing, and it's so I was in my comfort zone, but at the same time, I could go to the bank sight fish, which I love more than eating. you know, I got to go do that too, you know, and I was doing it by the seat of my pants, you know, every day I'm like, well, I'm gonna run over here. The only problem I had was I was sharing shallow areas with Dudley, John Cox, Todd Castledine.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. When I'm sitting on the spring having a big time, they're catching like 20 pounds on the bank. So
that's a tough crowd.
And I'd pull into a pocket and I'd see John leaving. I'm like, yeah, I bet there's not any left in here now.
Move on.
But yeah, exactly. So I found some out of the way ones that he didn't necessarily find, but that helped me cull each day. And I lost about a 4 or 5 pound bed fish the second day within two hours. And I hope that somebody caught her inflator. I'm so mad at the fish. But just crazy. It took me like an hour to get her to bite the first time. And I hook her, throwing a Ned rig, and she's in like 10 inches of water, man. I couldn't get her to bite anything else and throw a little 16,000 Ned rig. She finally starts acting like she settles down, and she bites it, and I set to it, and the dang hook straightened out the first time.
Oh, wow.
Like, I've never had that. And I'm like, what? And, of course, that one didn't make the circus. Yeah, it's just weird, you know? And then I come back, like, an hour later after that. I'm like, I was going to leave. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go back over there and see if she'll bite. And it took me, like, 30 or 45 minutes this time. And I get her to bite again. She jumped off. That's the first jump.
Good grief.
And I'm like, you know what? I'm out of here. And so
you can have that.
Yeah, I'm like, whatever. And I came back on day three and tried to catch her, and she was gone. It had stormed, and those shallow fish rarely stay. Real shallow better and lightning, I don't think. But no, man, it was awesome. I'm excited about it. It was cool. You know, being close to home, all my family got to come. My wife and daughter surprised me at the weigh-in, and then the rest of the gang got to come over. Like I said, my brother was there. It was just special. It was a lot of fun, and those cuts are hard to make, man. And there are guys out there that it's routine for them, but it is so it's not easy. It's not easy getting checked, but it's not easy getting those top 30s, and those top 10s are just like, I mean, it's, you feel like you're fighting for your life almost, you know, because by that time in the week, everybody's so dialed, it's hard to make up any ground.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. You know, you got to have a really special third day if you're down there where I was, you know, and you squeak into the cut, but it was awesome, man. And looking forward to Champlain. That place is a crapshoot. You never know.
Right.
Just because there's 1,000,000 3-pounders, and you got to catch like 3 4s. To do good, truly, like 3 evens do you no good. 3 4s get you paid.
Is that a place you're going to focus on, smallmouth or largemouth there, or both?
Most likely for me, I'm be smallmouth mainly. If they're still on the bed, last time we were there my rookie year, I did okay. I missed a check by about a half a pound, but I, figured out some areas I'd never been there, and. Really, we had terrible weather, if I remember right, first 2 days of practice, and I couldn't really get out on the lake. I mean, it was like 6 footers. It was awful. And it slicked off the last day of practice, and I figured out the smallmouth were on the bed. It's a lot of fun. But at the same time, you got, you know, flipping stuff for largemouth. It's for somebody with ADD like I have, it's really a confusing place.
No. I don't see that at all.
Yeah, you know. Hell, all over the map anyways, and I'm like, oh, look, it's millfall. I see millfall. I'm like, I'm gonna smallmouth fish the entire practice, and then I'll be up there like flipping a big weight. Like, what am I doing? But it's one of those places you can kind of do that if you can find fish close together, because you can get way too spread out on that place. It's too big. But I think it takes some, you know, you gotta have a mix to win. There,
yeah,
for sure.
All right, Luke, you're Mr. TH Marine, and we always like to get a little insider information whenever we can. So what's coming down the pipe? Come on, you know, ICAST is not far away, and, you know, I don't want to hear that you got a new hat or a new shirt or a new sweater like that. Give me something good.
Well, all right. We got a new hat.
Oh, there we go. See, I knew that was coming.
They're always working on new apparel. That apparel stuff there has really gone crazy, but
it has.
It's gone nuts, man. The crazy thing, real quick, the first hat we ever had that was like the ones we sell, I ordered them on Amazon and had a place in Athens, Alabama, put a TH logo on. I swear, I swear, made, and they were like, "Those are terrible. Nobody will ever buy." And I swear, that's what all the hats are modeled after. I give them a hard time. It's when I fished co-angler on tour, I had some made just so I could have some hats because we had old men hats.
Right.
I hate them. Hated them.
Yeah, I hated them. Like low profile, you know. And I got a big melon head. So, but we're still pushing. We just released it. Actually, released at the Classic, but we'll be pushing that that new coil system's awesome.
Yeah.
The G-Force Gen 2, you know, the first one was good, but, you know, people had some issues operating it one-handed, and so we changed it up a little bit. Now this one is so simple, really holds. You know, you can leave the floats on, you can take the floats off. It's got the weights to hold them to the bottom, so you don't have to use the clips actually on the fish, the fin clips, if you catch them deep. And, but I've got to use it the last three events, and it's, man, it really, really holds on them. So, but we got a new prop stop coming out that's just a little plastic block that you throw in the back compartment. So if you've got to change a prop,
okay.
It just locks on there. Need that. It's pretty cool. Yeah, it's, you know, replaces the random piece of driftwood that I keep in mind.
that's exactly right.
But that's coming. I'm trying to think what else we got. LEDs are growing like crazy. Yep. Got some new stuff there. They're gonna bring out. Trying to think. This is terrible. I'm gonna get fired.
No, you're not. Because I'm gonna shift it back a little bit.
Not like getting busy or anything. I mean, come
on.
Yeah, it's not like I have anything.
So, what do
going
you think?
On.
So, what do most guys? I mean, I'm just really spitballing questions at you now. What does TH Marine sell the most?
Well, honestly,
don't say hats. Don't say hats because that is not hats anymore.
Not hats. It's not hats. The thing we sell the most of is probably, and this is boring, but it would be through holes, plumbing fittings. So that's actually what I do for TH. On the OEM, we're about 60% OEM boat builder business, 40% aftermarket. So you get those numbers up with, you know, the numbers that run up those top products are going to be, you know, the production line stuff. And every boat gets through holes, gets drain plugs, gets floor drains. Because they own a huge injection molding operation, so that's where the you know, that's their bread and butter battery tray, the rigging type stuff.
Right.
But as far as like the aftermarket products go, Hot Foot's always going to be up there. Yep. Atlas Jack Blade, and the G-Force handle. I hate to give Gerald any credit, but that one has been really good. That replacement troll motor handle.
Well, we all know he didn't come up with that deal, but you always had to put his name on it. That's all right.
Dude, here's the thing. I will, and like I said, I don't ever like to give him credit for anything. He and I were fishing on Gunnersville about, 6 or 7 years ago. And we're just out there and we're actually sight fishing and we're spitballing ideas back and forth. He's y'all know, full of crap mainly, but he's got a ton of ideas, and he's got a lot of stuff on the you know, in the back burner that he tries to get us to make, and some of it you're like, okay, just don't ever bring that up again, that's terrible. And then some of it's amazing, and this was one. He's like, I want to do this, and I want a big handle, man. I get tired of these little handles pulling it up in the grass. And I took it back to the bosses, and they were like, we don't do a lot of aftermarket stuff. We're not going to do that. And Greg Bowie at TH Marine, the national sales manager, and I kind of fought for it. And believe it or not, he and I had one made. There was a handle that was already out there, and we made one up, got us a cable. Took it to ICAST and entered it best of show, but to the owners of TH Marine.
Isn't that crazy?
And this is no joke. Everybody got, I built a display down there, got a trolling motor back bracket from Minn Kota, and we built a little display. We had a little 10-foot booth down there, and I had a Japanese distributor come in the booth, and they had a had an interpreter with them, and they wanted to order 2,000. This is no joke.
Good grief.
There you go.
We didn't have packaging. We didn't have a price. We didn't know anything, and I called. Greg actually wasn't at the show, and I called him. And I said, "Guess who's in the trolling motor handle business?" And they gave me open to go. And we sold 2,000 to Japan, and that's what got us in business. And it's been
one of the biggest sellers ever since.
Yeah, no joke. And I don't know where they sent them in Japan. I don't know what they're using them for, but they bought them, and they still buy
probably lawnmower cables or something like that. You know, cranking lawnmowers.
Well, I mean, I think it was. I mean, I don't.
Oh, I have no idea, actually.
That's actually the first handle we got. The first handle we got was actually a replacement lawnmower handle for full cord. Was actually the first one we ever had. Now we started molding our own after that. But
that's funny.
Yeah,
that's
that
awesome.
One's been crazy. So I will give G credit on that. That was a good one.
Well, that's awesome. That is awesome. Well, bro, listening to Low Budget Live and some of the things. You've been one of the more outspoken pros on the whole MLF FLW deal. Any more news or any updates on any of that stuff that you've heard lately?
No, it's been quiet since Chickamauga. I have heard that there's going to be some kind of announcement this week. Some of my MLF buddies said that was said at their last event at Smith. I don't know, man. We'll see. I feel very confident that something is going to happen.
Yeah.
They've got to have a feeder system. I don't know. We'll see. I'm if you've heard my podcast, I have been outspoken. I don't like how a lot of things have gone, and that's not a knock on anybody really. It's just, I'm kind of old school and old fashioned to a degree, and hell, I don't like things the way they are. You know, could FLW have some changes? Absolutely. Did Bassmaster need some change? Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Do we have to shoot everybody down to get those changes? No. No, we don't. You know, and I feel like the fans are trying to be forced to pick, you know, and I don't think that's good. Because we all started reading Bassmaster magazine, you know, and I don't fish bass. But I've got a lot of great friends that do, just like I have a lot of great friends that fish MLF.
Right.
I've got a lot of opinions on it. But we'll see. But no, it's been kind of quiet. I'm ready for it to just be dead silent, honestly. It's been crazy since last fall. It's what Brad Knight and I did a podcast and talked about it. I'm just ready to for it not to always be a rumor mill.
Sure.
You know, what's coming next. And we thought we kind of got. Yeah, and I thought we kind of got out of it after the fall when it was like, is this thing coming? Have you guys heard this new trail's coming? And then once the trail came out, it kind of went radio silent for a little bit, and then this new thing kicked up and really caught fire, I feel like, around the Classic, and it's been crazy ever since. So, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. I don't know.
Oh, we sure you and I share the same opinion. I've been pretty outspoken about it too. Jason can attest to that. Probably not some of my finer moments on this podcast, but you know, I'm with you. I'm not big on change, and I like the way things are, and the way things are, and the three fish, five fish deal, all that. I understand things have got to change time to time, but I'm a big fan of the way they were. So,
I'm not old school enough to, you know, not necessarily even the format, you know. Is for me, and my dad and I talked about this last week, for a lot of people, and myself included, it is hard to relate to it. You know, I'm 35, almost 36 years old. The five fish thing is all I've ever known.
Sure.
It's hard for me to equate that somebody caught 38 that weighed 64 pounds. You know what I mean? Like, that doesn't click with me. Is it awesome that they caught that many? Of course it is.
Right.
I don't knock it. You know, I see a lot of internet chatter about mostly little fish. Like, yeah, that don't bug me. That's so, it's, you know, if a guy catches 100, you know, all right, that's cool.
Sure.
It's just different. And I see the, you know, the fans online, anyways, the social media stuff, it seems to be split down the middle. Some people bash it, some people love it, you know, and that's fine. But I think there's room. I hope there's room for all of it. That's the weird thing for me is if they do buy FLW or Boyd or MLF or whoever buys FLW, whatever ends up happening, it's so crazy because of this company line they've towed about the format and all that. And you're going to, you know, inherit tournament trails that are the, quote, you know, old school ways. I don't know. They're going to have some tricky PR work to get around if that was to happen.
I agree with that.
But they do have to have the feeder system. So, but there are things in that, if that deal was to happen, that terrify me. As an FLW guy, it's been over there for a while. FLW's been really good to me. So, you know, change scares everybody. So we'll see.
Yeah.
It could be the best thing that ever happens if something like that was to happen.
Sure.
I don't know.
Sure.
I don't know.
Absolutely. Well, brother, where can folks hear your podcast or see the Traveling Circus or find you on social media?
So the podcast is Low Budget Live on iTunes, and I host it on a place called Podbean. If you're one of those non-Apple users, there are some out there.
One or two.
Listen, and they've got a – I'm not on Spotify or anything with it yet. I need to, but I'm just – too lazy, to be honest.
ADD, you can't get it in too many places.
Yes, that's right. Oh, yeah. I'll be podcaster one week, and then I'll do the video one week. I got a lot going on. But so you can get in on there. The Traveling Circus is Luke Duncan's Traveling Circus YouTube channel, and you can see it on FLW's YouTube as well, at Luke Duncan on Instagram, at Luke Duncan on Facebook and Twitter as well. That's pretty much it, man. I've got a daughter graduating high school this week.
I was
going to
say, you got a big weekend coming up, don't you?
Big weekend coming up. Yeah, she's graduating. And then TH is having a national sales meeting at Gunnersville next week. So awesome. I'm hoping to catch a few on a big plug next week.
Very nice. Very nice. And then you're going on vacation, aren't you?
I am. I'm going to sneak down to Mexico.
Hey.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Just the wife and I, too. The kids aren't getting to come on that. So
okay.
They got to go to Disney World, so it's time for me and the triple threat, as I like to refer to her as, when she's on Low Budget Live. We are going to Mexico.
I love it. Well, give the triple threat our best. I hope you guys have a great time. Buck, thanks so much for your time this week
and
tonight. And, dude, good luck at Champlain. We look forward to talking to you again. So
I appreciate it, guys. Thank y'all so much.
Thanks, dude.
There you go. Luke Duncan, Mr. Traveling Circus himself. That is the social media guru. I mean, he is everywhere and nowhere all at the same time, it seems like. So,
you know, he's got a traveling circus, but he's pretty much a circus himself anyway. I think he brought on the circus, you know, with him. So
absolutely. Cool. Absolutely. Well, let's take our first break. Well, probably our only break, and we'll get our circus in here and get to the Coast of Countdown, the blast off and the You Pick'ems, and have us a grand old time. So y'all hang tight, be right back with more on the Angler's Channel Insider Podcast.
Sportsman's Warehouse is your one-stop convenient place to shop. Whether you're into camping, hunting, or fishing, our expert associates can help you find the gear you need. We carry a huge assortment of quality equipment from the best manufacturers in the country and around the world. We have guns, ammo, rods, and lures, not to mention every kind of outdoor clothing for the whole family. You can shop in one of our fully stocked stores or visit us online at sportsmanswarehouse.com. Visit Sportsman's Warehouse. Shop one of over 60 locations.
All right, it's finally time for our Coastal Countdown to Blast Off, where we take a look at what's coming up on the tournament calendar for this weekend. This segment is brought to you by ARE Truck Caps and Accessories. No matter what truck you drive, you owe it to yourself to check out all the hashtag functional bling ARE has to offer. From rod pods to rival LED lighting, hardcovers, folding covers, caps, and more, check them out at www.4are.com. And like they say, just go. You're covered. All right, let's hashtag see what's out there this weekend. But right before we do that, Chris, thanks for tagging me in that post this week where somebody stole my idea.
Yeah, how you like that? I like that little deal.
What's under your ARE truck cap? And now people are making YouTube videos of that. That was me. Like, we can go back like over a year.
We can
probably to find
idea.
That.
You
so
came
that
up
was
with
my
that.
Idea.
Your
marketing
idea.
Genius over here, and somebody done stole it. So
sure enough,
there's an air mattress under mine still right now. So if anybody's wondering, so,
I've still got
ready to
close,
ready to go for this weekend. So well, what here we go. It is
do what can
what.
One big difference is what's under yours. You don't have to worry about water.
Ah, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. That's exactly right.
So true. Because it was pouring down rain Friday night, and I was dry as could be. So, all right. Well, it is the week of ending on the 15th for the 16th for this weekend. So, hope you guys are ready to roll. We have a ton of tournaments to pick tonight. David has politely put together a little pick sheet here. And just going to be honest for this one, I got this sheet yesterday. I got a resheet today, I think, because you guys were so confused exactly what you wanted to pick. But
I was afraid to pick anything and fear it might change.
Well, they would change it. So that's why I didn't pick anything. I did a little bit of research on a couple of them, but I was like, you know, research does not pay off for me, even in the real game. So I'm just going to do the Chris style tonight and pick them all. So
pulling it right out of your butt, aren't you?
Yeah. Let's just do one right out of the top, right out of the top. And let's get this one out of the way. The MLF BPT, if you were wondering, that is the Bass Pro Tour on Table Rock. And the championship day winning weight. Good thing we can't really do any research on this because we don't know any prior how many people can catch a million fish in one weekend that all weigh less than 2 pounds. So what you got? Chris, we're going to start with you. No, we'll do it from the sheet. We'll do Kenneth. Kenneth, what you got? Somebody write these down.
First.
I'm not writing them down. Somebody write them down.
I'll write them down. Go ahead.
I will go 65 pounds even.
And just so, and I did go ahead and pick mine, just so y'all know. Just you can see it in the sheet there. I did pick mine.
So basically, Chris, you're just going to read off what you wrote down, right?
59.2 is what I wrote down. Unless somebody ties me, 59.2 is what I wrote down.
Yep.
Young David?
David?
47.4.
All right.
All right. I'm going to be easy. 50 even.
50 even. All right.
Just going to stay in the field there. All right. Moving on down. The U.S. Bassing Group, you guys are fishing this weekend. Everywhere. So hang in there. Got a lot of going on there. I'm trying to read two sheets here at one time. The Big Bass Tour on Chick. Oh, we've got that one too. Man, they're everywhere. The Big Bass Tour on Chick. Big Fish Friday, 12 to 1 p.m. slot. David's getting specific over here. I didn't even look at that until now. So the noontime slot on Friday. Friday? Okay.
Friday.
We'll go with that.
Three-day deal. Three-day deal.
What you got? Well, but we're only picking that 1 hour slot, so
I know. I know.
What you got?
8-6.
It's a Chickamauga.
That's
Friday.
Yeah, Friday. Noon to 1, 8-6.
David?
I got a 5-even for that noon slot.
We're not going for third place, David. We're going for first place.
I'm going to say somebody's going to hold one from the morning to there, and I'm going to go with 7-8.
All right. Kenneth?
Kenneth? He wrote it down. Come on, read what you wrote.
I'm not exact.
He's got a turned it over. Turn the sheet over.
Doing equations.
Hey, who's leading this thing, by the way?
I'm just saying.
Who's dominated since joining the show?
Okay, yeah, but I can't take
one.
A day off.
You're leading
I can't
by
take
one
a day
right
off work.
So.
Can't take a day off work to do my research, though. I mean, seriously. He's still concentrating.
Are you...
I just feel the dead air over here, okay? Kenneth?
Well, Chris, is yours in tens or is it pounds and ounces?
We're back to that. Difference.
Pounds and ounces is what I'm at. Pounds and ounces.
Okay. I'll go 814.
All right, moving on down.
go ahead. Sorry, Jason.
Go as quickly as we can here. FLW Yeti College Fishing Western is on Clear Lake. Love to see the college guys out fishing, doing their thing. Love to see some action from California this weekend. Angler's Quest is on Lake Livingston this weekend. The Livingston team event there. BFLs for days. Archie Division, Greer's Ferry is your place this weekend. Let me grab another one from over here. The Best Bass Motherlode on Don Pedro. Seems like we've picked this one before in the past. I should look at my old research there.
Oh, did we go back in the archives, didn't we?
I should have gone back in my archives.
What'd you find?
Because I didn't look.
Oh, I got you.
Winning weight, the bass... Best Bass Mother Lode, Don Pedro. All right, David, you're up.
I put 17.1.
All right.
15.9.
Yep. 18.25. I got to be low sometimes.
I went 21.7.
All right.
David's like, ooh.
I'm moving on. Moving on. Pyramid Lake is where the SoCal group for Best Bass is this weekend, the Coastal Division. So you guys hit it up. Heartland Anglers, Alabama Division on Wheeler. You guys are at it again. Should be some good weather for y'all this weekend, finally up that way. BFL's on Pickwick this weekend. We didn't pick that one. We should have picked that one. BFL's on Pickwick this weekend. I'm just going to say some guys are going to drop some hammers this weekend. Kenneth, what do you think? Just talk for a second here.
I'm going to say 30-plus in that one.
I think that's because they're not going to have to run far to get them, so they're going to be hammering them.
Although BFL's a little different than a team tournament.
It is fishing for himself, but I feel bad for
the co-anglers in that deal. There's a lot of guys getting front-ended
all day long. So Ultrax front-ended, probably not even had to put the power poles down.
Not at all.
It's gonna sit in the current. So moving on down. Oh, wow. ABT. I can probably pick this one. ABT Lay Lake. It's my chance. How about that? We timed that just perfect. All right. I'm going to say these guys are going to crack 20 this weekend. I want to say 22. I'm going to say 22. 22 even.
Okay. Kenneth?
18 and a half.
They usually run in the 17 to 21, though. Come on. Give me more of that. It's going to be good weather this weekend.
It is. I said 18.9, what I had written down.
I had 15.9.
I have no faith in those guys.
You might as well have said one scoreable bass on that one. So that'll be a good one.
All right. Yes. God, I love Lay Lake. The skiers will probably be a weekend away still, right, Chris? There's not many skiers out there this weekend.
Yeah,
right?
Water temp's still low 70s. So
70s. Okay.
There'll be a few idiots out there, but it won't be. There'll be more boats riding around than anything. So
yeah. All right, U.S. Angler's Choice, Kentucky, Indiana, Illinois. So Kentucky's on the Ohio River, Indiana's on Dewart Lake, Ohio, Illinois, Ohio Division is on Glauconda. That's how I'm going to say it that way. The Ohio River out of Glauconda. So there we go. Fishers of Men, Team Alabama Northwest on Wilson. BFLs again. More BFLs on Cherokee this weekend. Grab another one over here. Bass Champs North Lake Tawakoni. It's like you and Angler's last names. I can't do it. So Big Fish on Lake Tawakoni. Bass Champs. Those boys hammer them. So, Kenneth, you're up. Big Fish.
7 pounds even.
I had 7.4 on mine.
David?
I had 7 even, so I'll do a 7.1.
Ooh.
7.1? All right. I'm going to go a little low then. I'm gonna do 6.5 just to stay in it. Let you guys all overpick. So
is that staying in it though? Really?
Yeah, y'all all overbid it. So, I mean, I could have said like 7.69, but I didn't. So
you could have.
All right. KFB Kayak Division on Lake George. I think this was one that maybe we had some divisions on, but the winning length total, Kayak Lake George, KBF.
I said 87 inches.
Did you really?
I have 88.
88? Did you really?
Can I turn it over to the back page? Do you write down like predicted numbers? If they say this, I'll say that. Is that how you do this?
Hey,
is it a bracket? Is it a bracket? You know, like. Look at Noah. Did you see that sheet? Hold that sheet up again. Oh my gosh. It's like 40 numbers on that one sheet.
That's incredible. That is absolutely incredible.
You
I
have
love
time.
It.
Oh my gosh.
I love
we need
it.
To do like, we need a whole section of the website that Kenneth can run. Predicted weight for
oh,
this
yeah.
weekend.
I'm,
you know?
Yeah. We'll do a little underground betting on the site and see how that goes.
It's actually
you know?
A lot of fun. I've learned a lot about some of these other tournament trails. I'm actually working on something else, and all this stuff is kind of helping me in that.
There you go.
Oh, here you go.
There you go.
All right,
go.
Is it my turn? Is it my turn or is it can it's my turn, David, you picked? All right, it's my turn. Yep. So I said, Chris, you said 80.
87.
I was saying 84 is what I was going for. Nobody said 84, right?
Not yet.
Okay, good. Kenneth? All right, you turned it back over to the other side. He's writing me down. Okay.
85.
I was good on that. That's the one I did the research on. All right. ABA, Wheeler, winning weight. AFT, D91, winning weight. Total.
David?
20.25.
Chase?
19.6.
Oh, you. Okay.
What'd you say?
I had 19.6 wrote down.
All right. All right. I still probably won't get a point for it, but that's okay.
Gives me a chance to win this one. Kenneth, what about you?
$1.
$1.
$1.
This one scares me.
Oh.
let me ask you this. If I guess zero and they don't fish, can I win that way?
No, not what? Exactly.
Why are you thinking they're not going to fish?
Why won't they fish?
I don't know.
Does the history of this tournament say that they don't fish occasionally? I mean, where'd you get that research?
I just figured I'd throw that out there just in case. Just to see if that was an option.
He's been talking to the tournament director. I mean, what have you been doing? Good grief. All right, what you got?
I'll go 21.
David, you get it. You get yours in there already? You were first
yeah.
one? Okay, we're good. Moving on down. Fishing the men, team events.
Can I? You want me to pick on this
down
one or just skip it?
Wait, that's how we did that a couple weeks ago, isn't it? You got a point for post-picking. You said 19.6. We got the same weight, right?
I'm going to go 19 even.
Okay. Fishers and men, guys. North Carolina. Central, East, Foothills. All are rocking it this weekend. Ohio Division, South Carolina, Lowcountry. Once again, if you're Fishers and Men guy, you're everywhere. Heartland, again, you guys are everywhere this weekend. And U.S. Bassin, again, scroll. ABAs are everywhere. Let's look up here. Media Bass, Louisiana, out of Des Almeides, Almans, winning weight. That'd be me, right? So I'm going with 18.5.
Kenneth?
I think Jason's done some work on these.
Sounds like he has. He's been dogging.
You
want to
see my sheet? Look right here. Look at my sheet. You see my sheet right there? Chris is writing down my numbers. I don't even know what I picked on the last tournament. Come on now.
17.25.
Hence the goose egg.
Louisiana.
17.25, Kenneth?
Yes.
I had 18 even.
All right.
And I had 16.9.
Could possibly be that way. Bunch of little football fish down there. So while we're still here, let's talk the Sturgeon Bay day one leading weight. So we got Sturgeon Bay here twice. So there's a day one, the Sturgeon Bay Open.
It's 2 days.
Day one. Yeah, but there's day one leading weight, and we're also going to pick big fish.
Big fish total for the whole event, right, David?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. All right.
So let's go day one. That's you, Kenneth. Going to live off your research here. So,
man, I don't like the order we're going in on these.
We're just rotating them, bro.
We're just rotating.
Rotate.
We didn't make the spreadsheet.
Do we need to do a draw out of the beginning to see who goes first next time? I mean,
29 pounds.
Ooh, that helps me a lot right there.
I've been 31.
Ooh.
I had 29 as well, so I'll go 29 and a half.
Chase?
So nobody's in the 30s, so I'm going 30.
I'm even. 31.
I'm getting a pound away from you, so.
Watch it be like a massive cold front, 6 feet of snow, and they catch 3 fish total. So
they don't even fish. All right, big fish there. Let's talk about it. That'd be Chris. It'd be you leading it out of the top here.
7-11. You're
okay with picking next.
7-11. That's what I feel about it.
At 7.25, 7.25.
Kenneth, you want to go next?
I do not.
You knew that answer.
I struggle with it. Somebody do 7 even? Anybody do 7 even? We'll get 7 even.
Oh, Lord.
I wanted to do like 6-2 just so I could get the one scoreable bass out of there. Look at him, man.
I'll go one scoreable bass.
Oh, I knew it. I should have done 6-2. All right. So let's move on to the next one. Edit. Let's move on to the next one. We got one more on our pick list here, the FLW Costa Western on Clear Lake. Winning weight. And if we're in our correct rotation, Chris, you would be next.
64 even.
David?
48 pounds, 8 ounces.
28?
48.
48, okay.
48.
48,
all right, Kenneth.
48 ounces.
Kenneth, what you got?
Kind of going out of order there, aren't you?
It's my show. I get to do what I want to.
But I'm editing it.
60 pounds even.
So we're going to be high on this one. Okay. Chris, what was your weight? 60 what?
4. 6'4".
58 even.
58. David's sitting over there at 48 going, yep, I'm going to win this one.
Yeah, probably right. Probably dead on. Dead on.
Oh, look at Kenneth. And he's like, oh,
Ken, no.
I don't know. David's on the hot streak right now. I'm just going to be honest with you. So, David's on the hot streak. But.
Well, if you are looking for a tournament coming up, I know that it is May and it is hot or going to be hot pretty soon. So it's warming up down here, going to be a nice weekend. But if some of you are like David and have only been out 2 weekends in a row, catching them, wearing them out, and you may be saying, hey, I'm ready to head a tournament trail, ready to find a tournament near me. Well, guess what? We have a great little database of tournaments just for you. Jump over to anglerschannel.com, click on the tournaments tab, scroll down to upcoming, and you can see the pages and pages of tournaments coming up this weekend. But you may say, hey, I want to check out the one that's right near me. Click on your state, select your lake, or even just select your trail, and we can search it up for you and tell you the ones that are just right around in your area. So thanks again for staying tuned to this portion of the show. For more upcoming tournaments, trail info, lake info, check out the tournaments tab, like I just talked about, at anglerschannel.com, and make sure you know where you're going fishing this weekend. All right, Chris, what's coming up next week?
I don't know. We'll probably get, see if we can't get the ABT winners on, maybe the Costa Western. I don't know. We've got some opportunities next week. It's kind of wide open. MLF will be in process. So who knows? Maybe we'll even grab one of those Nimrods and see if we can't talk to them. So, David, you got a big weekend planned?
Maybe some fishing on Saturday, depending on how the weather goes.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, it's weather dependent now. It's not it's well, season, it's so you know.
What's cold?
The high last week Saturday or this past Saturday was 52.
Okay. All right.
High.
All right. High. Yeah. Well, it's supposed to be what 91 here on Saturday morning, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, we might be wishing it was 52.
Can we wear like a tank top? Speedo format on the show this weekend? I mean, is that allowed?
No. Okay. You can wear
even if it had a logo on
you
it.
You can wear it during weigh in, but not on camera. So no, please, not on camera. Kenneth, I'm going with you on Saturday. Just be.
I was about to say I may have other plans.
I mean, the dots.
I hear you. So. Well, it'll be a fun weekend nonetheless. I know the three of us, Jason and Kenneth, will be at the Alabama Bass Trail on Saturday, and then I might have to go up to Tim's Ford on Sunday and check things out up there. Notice I didn't say which boat I was taking, but I'll probably go to Tim's Ford on Sunday and see what's going on up there. If this diet didn't kill me first. So, well, cool. Well, guys, thanks for tuning in, hanging out, and listening to this week's Anglers Channel Insider Podcasts, plural, because there are two. And if you missed the episode on Tuesday, you need to go back to the website, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, find it. It is the one with Eric Oliverson. You will not want to miss it. Great read, great listen. Good dude there. You guys make sure you subscribe, rate, and review, please. You never know when young David's going to pick somebody out of that crowd and award them a gift card or just keep it for himself. You never can tell. So, but on behalf of our guest, Mr. Luke Duncan, for Jason Duran, our buddy intern David, guest picker, not so much guest picker, Kenneth Grover. I am Chris Brown. And remember, boys, Taco Bell doesn't have a playground because it's hard to have fun when you might crap your pants. You guys have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Anglers Channel Insider Podcast, your number one tournament resource.